Okay, today is Daf Chav Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by, and this whole week is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskel, Lezecha Nishmas, W. Yechiel Michal, Ben Yeshua Chaim. We'll also learn today the schus for Refuah Shleimah for Dov Zev Ben Fredo, who's having surgery today. We are on Chav Aleph Amud Beis, about six lines from the bottom, but it's not awesome. All right. So here we're quoting the one of the single Mishnayos. And all Shas actually mentions Chanukah. Maybe the only Mishnah mentions Ner Chanukah. There are other Mishnahs that mention Chanukah. But Tanan Hassam, we learned the Mishnah on Tzom Bava Kamla, Daf Samach Amud Beis. Gates, some sort of spark. Hayotze mitachas hapatish, that comes out from the hammer. So guys banging the hammer, and a spark comes out. V'yotza, and the spark comes out. V'hizik, and burns something. Right? So we say that he's chayev to pay the nezek. It's a machlokas. What's the reason why he's chayev over there? You know, the Rambam says that it's Adam and Mazik. There are other Deres who say that it's a din of Eish, not our issue over here. But there's Yischayev. It continues the Mishnah there. Gamal Shata'un Pishtan. So you have a camel that is laden with flax. Who over Rishus Harabim, and it's walking through the Rishus Harabim, and it's got a big burden on him. So therefore, since there's a lot of Pishtan on it, Nichlasa Pishtanatos Lesocha Chanus. The Pishtan enters into the store. V'dalka b'nei Rosh Chanvani, the Pishtan catches fire from the candle in the storekeeper's, from the storekeeper's candle. V'hidlik es habira, and then sets that fire, then goes ahead and sets fire to the big house, right? Bal hagamal chayev, the owner of the camel is chayev for the damage done to the bira, because the fire came about due to his pshia. He should not have put so much flax on the camel so that the flax would enter into the storefront. However, if the chenvani left his candle outside, and then when the gamal passed by, it lit the flax lit and then burnt the fire, the chenvani is chayav because he was posheya that he left in there the candle burning outside. However, says Rabbi Yehuda, b'ner Chanukah pater. If the chenvani left the candle outside on Chanukah, then he is pater because he left it there b'rishus. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says he left it there b'rishus. And therefore, because it's a mitzvah to leave it outside, because it's pierce of an ass. Seems like the Chachamim argue. But
everybody knows.
Right. The Chachamim seem to argue. He says just because you left to have Rishus doesn't necessarily mean that you're potter from the damage done to it. But he says that the Chenvani is Chanukah's potter. Rashi says, Chenvani, Shevi Rishus, Piersim, Mitzvah, Nichosham. It's Rishus and Piersim Mitzvah. Sure, which one is which, and he left it there. So the Gemara says, you see from there, it's a mitzvah to leave the candle outside. So Amar Ravina says, you see from here, Zoso Meres, and the fact that we say that the Baal HaChenvani is Pater, Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'hanicha v'soch hasara. The Ner Chanukah should be lit, the Chachila should be lit, within 10 tvachim from the ground. The Isak HaDayit HaLamayilim HaSara, because if you say that it could be lit above 10 tvachim, the owner of the burnt down house should say to the chenvani, you're still chayav to me because you were posheya because you could have just put it higher above the height of the camel, and therefore nothing would have happened. The fact that he cannot make that argument shows that he has permission to leave it lower down. So he says, no, that's not a raya. Dilma imitricha letuva, they were afraid that if we were toreach so much that he has to light it so high, asi li'imnuye mi mitzvah. And he would retract and not do the mitzvah. Therefore, we say no, you keep it low, and therefore it has a rishus. Lichat chila, I think the Shulchan Aruch passes the same tough reish ayin aleph sevav that the mitzvah is to keep the Chanukah klich ten tvachim, lower than tvachim. In an apartment building, you have different shilas of how you do it, because you're already standing 200 amas in the air. All those different shilas when it comes to Chanukah about where to light. Also be lighting inside. Maybe it's different because the pierce manis is inside. A whole different, whole back and forth. Halach lemaisa, what to do? Amar of Kahana. So now we just said the minimum is 10 tvachim, right? It's 10. The right. Amar of Kahana. Darish Rav Nasan Rav Numish made Rabbi Tanchum. Ner shel Chanukah shenichal amaylim esrim amah psula. But if you put it above 20 amos, this department building issue comes in. Above 20 amos, it is pasul. Right? It's possible. Why? Because it's like a sukkah and a mavoi. It has the same din of a sukkah that you made, that its walls are 20 more than 20 amos high, that we learn in the Mishnah and sukkah that bays that it's possible. And the mavoi also, when you put the korah across the mavoi, it's before us in the Mishnah Eirvin, that if you put it above 20 amos, it's not matira the tiltel. Rashi says, psula, Rashi says the lo shalta ba'ina l'mayel mechav ama, but you can't see. You know, the eye doesn't go that high. The lack of pirsumi nisa. The whole issue is there's no pirsumi nisa. Problem over here is that at least and it brings up here in the Gemara and Sukkah that base, this gives a whole bunch of reasons why a sukkah that's kavon b'20 amos is pater. Right, according to Rabbah, it's because of shalta ba'ina. But there are other reasons given there. When is a 20 amos makes the diras kera, tidiras keva? So that doesn't apply. That reason doesn't. So how do they learn that the Hanukkah lift is above 20 amos is possible? There's no comparison to sukkah with the other answers. So, right. So psul is like, why is it psul? Just say lower it.
Yeah.
Just say lower it. Right. Just say lower it. Rashi took a tosos. Im tomer havelei lemeimer you might. Just lower it. Kamo gabay mavoy. Like it says by the mavoy. The amar hasam. Mavoy. The rabban turned to kanta. They made a takana. The ikul lemeimer. The nakap sula. Why? Mishum debay lemeimer. Kesuka shimina Torah. They want to say it like Sukkah Torah. But inami lo rotz laharich. He didn't want to go so long because you have to say yichabena. The yimatena. The yachsor. The alikena. The lamata. The lonichuk. Right? He didn't want to do that. So he just said psula. Don't do it that way. All right. The Amar Rav Kahana. Now comes one of the very, very famous line. We all know this from Rashi when we read it. Amar Kahana, Darish Rav Nasan Bar Menuhin, Mishmei Rav Tacha. What does the meaning of the pasuk when it says Bor Reik Ein Bo Mayim? They threw Yosef into the pit. It says the bor was empty; it had no water. Mimashma Shenemar Rav Bor Reik. Once we say that the bor is empty, Ein Yodeish Ein Bo Mayim. Don't I know that there is no water? Elamai Tam Alone. What's coming to teach us? Ein Bo Mayim doesn't have Mayim. Mayim Ein Bo. Avon Nechash Nivak Barim Yeshbo. But did have snakes and scorpions. And Nase was done to Yosef that he was saved. The question always asked is that if there were snakes and scorpions in it, what was Reuben and the brothers' intent? They threw him in the pit to save him, so to speak, to keep him around for a bit. If there's snakes and scorpions in there, well, then it's not good. So maybe some say the pit was more than 20 amos. And you can't see, more than 20 amos, you can't see. And that's how it fits into the Gemara here. But I think if it's more than 20 amos, though, then just by the definition, throwing him in is dangerous. So maybe they lowered him into the pit of 20 amos as opposed to throwing him in. Okay, Gemara is now going back to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Amar Rabba, Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah lahanicha b'tefach hasmucha lepesach. You would Ner Chanukah when you're lighting it in the chatzer or in the Rosh Rabim, you're supposed to put it at the one tefach close to the pesach. Because if you take it, move it more than the tefach away from the opening of the house or the chatzer, the mavu where you're lighting, it doesn't look like it belongs to that opening. Gemara says v'heicha manachlei. Okay, which side? Do we light it? So we all know this as well. So Achabrei the Rava Amar Miyamin, you light it on the right side as entering the house, under the mezuzah. Rashmul Midifti Amar Mishmol. Rashmul did it says you light, put it on the left side. So as you're walking in, you have the mezuzah on the right side, the Chanukah on the left side, the Hilchos on Mishmol, the Lachas light on the left side coming in. Kadesh Tehei Ner Chanukah Mishmol Umezuzah Miyamin. The Ner Chanukah should be on the left, and the mezuzah should be on the right, and you are surrounded by mitzvos when. Surrounded by mitzvahs when you walk in.
This is
no, you're lighting on the outside. You're lighting outside. So where do you put it? So you put it on the left side as you're walking in. The opposite side of the mezuzah. So the mezuzah is on the right side. As you walk into the house, the mezuzah is on your right. And then the Ner Chanukah is on the left. So what story if you have a Pesach that doesn't have a mezuzah? Where do you light it? So according to the Ran, and the Rav Yoh, and the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Zayin, so if there's no mezuzah being laid on the right side, the right side is Adif. So on the left side, because you already have the mezuzah, you want to be surrounded. But there are other Rishonim, the Orchaschai, and the Kolbo, he says there's no chiluk in the Takana, even if there's no mezuzah, you light it on the left side. So the mice in Israel, it's more helpful mice here, most people, other than Rabbi Ravag, I don't know too many, who actually light it outside, most people light it inside. It doesn't really make that much of a difference. You just light it by the window. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rava Asi, Asur laHartzos Maos Kenegin Ner Chanukah. You are not permitted; it is forbidden to count money next to the Ner Chanukah. So we saw this yesterday about Rav, right? Rav said yesterday that you're not allowed to use the light of the Ner Chanukah. So the question is what's Rav Asi coming to do here? Is he arguing or is he being mosi? So according to the Ramban and the Rashba, Rav Asi is coming to be Mosif, that even counting money, which is a small little Tashmish Kal, which is not something that's so difficult to do, right, it doesn't really look like you're being nanda from the candles, because you could do it from far away, that it's Usser. That even that's Usser. But come to the Balamor says, no, the Rav Asi is Cholik on Rav. Right, Rav says you're not allowed to use at all. right? Even a Shemesh al Mitzvah, right? Because they are like the nails of the Mikdash, and you can't use it at all. But Rashi's comment that no, you're allowed to use it for a Tzorech Mitzvah. You just can't use it for a Tzorech Chol. So the Machlokes we're showing him is whether Rashi is arguing on the Rav from yesterday, or he's going to be Mosif. Okay, so Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rashi, Asla Ratzos Mosk Negin Ner Chanukah. He Amriti Kamei Shmuel. So when I said this in front of Shmuel's asked incredulously, what he says, B'chin Ner Kedusha Yishvo? Does the Ner Chanukah have any Kedusha that you're not allowed to use its light? There's no Kedusha in the Ner Chanukah. So again, the question is, depending on how you're explaining Rav Asi, is how you can explain Shmuel. Most Rishonim say that Shmuel's mode that you're not allowed to use the Tashmish of the Ner Chanukah, but his Chiddush is on Rav Asi that even the small little Tashmish you can't use. Because what Kedusha is there? The Baal Mor says no. Shmuel says that there's no Isra at all about using the Ner Chanukah because there's no Bizui Mitzvah. Again, so how do you explain it? So the Gemara says, Maskef La Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef's now asking on Shmuel's question. What do you mean there's no Kedusha? Look at the following case. B'chidam kedusha yishbo. When I shech the chayin and oaf, not a behemoth. I shech the chayin and oaf, and I have to do kisui hadam. So, is there any kedusha in the blood that comes out? But nevertheless, the sanya that says in the brisa, v'shafach v'kisa, b'masha shafach hikasa, with the hand that you poured out blood, that you shech the animal, that's where you have to do the kisui hadam. Meaning, shavoy yichasen b'regel. You can't kick the dirt over the blood because it's a bizui of the mitzvah, right? Shelo yeh mitzvos bizuyas halav. So hachinam is not a mitzvah b'zuyus halav. It's just it's a bizui mitzvah. There's a bizui mitzvah there. There's a bizui mitzvah here. So there's no kedusha in the blood. So you're doing a mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah appropriately. The big chiluk between Ner Chanukah and the kisui hadam. By the kisui hadam, it's the actual mitzvah is to cover the blood. So if you kick the dirt over the blood, you're doing the mitzvah in a bizui fashion. Here by Ner Chanukah, you did the mitzvah appropriately. You lit the candle. The bezui is just counting, is using the lights. It's very big. I think it's a big difference I don't understand what the comparison is. One, you're doing the mitzvah in a bezui fashion. One, you're using the item in a bezui fashion. So why are you learning one from the other?
Plus, let's say halachas erev and Shabbos. You might use that light.
You are?
You're
not
like the
guy.
That's the whole point of it.
That's a Ner Chanukah.
No, a Shabbos.
It's a different purpose.
I know, but you see something where you're using it and it's not.
Yeah, but Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos, you're supposed to use it. That's the takan of Ner Chanukah. That's Ner Shabbos.
By using it, it's not a bizui in that situation.
No, I don't think that's a good one because there, of course, it's not a bizui because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to use it for shalom bayis.
Right.
Okay. Ner Chanukah is the mitzvah is piersum, not to use it.
Right,
you can do the same thing in different in different contexts. Because if you're using, I don't know, I hear it. I just don't think it's a comparison with the kisui hadam. Again, kisui hadam, you're doing the mitzvah in a bizui fashion, as opposed to Ner Chanukah. In our case, where we count by Ner Chanukah, you're not doing the mitzvah in a bizui fashion. You're using the mitzvah. I just don't think it's a clean comparison. Okay, the boy named Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was asked the following question: Mahu lehistapik minoy sukkah kol shiva? Can you use, right? Can you use the sukkah decorations all 7 days of sukkah? Let's say you put fruits and things like that. Samaritan sukkah filled with all the fruits and stuff like that. Can you eat them on sukkah? So Amar lehu, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says to him, no. Hare Amru, the Chacham said, Asur lahartzos maos k'neged Ner Chanukah. It's a bizui mitzvah to count the money next to the Ner Chanukah. So too by the noy sukkah, all the days that you're using it, you can't get nana from them. You can't get hana from the mitzvah because of bizui mitzvah. So Amar Rav Yosef, says, Mari da Avram. He's like, Ribono Shalom. What are you talking about? Tolu Tanya b'delo Tanya. You were told the one halacha that is mefurash with the halacha that's not mefurash. Meaning, Sukkah Tanya. Chanukah lo Tanya. Sukkah we learned at Beferish. Chanukah we don't have it. It's just Rav Asi. What are you telling me the halacha of Sukkah is learned out from the halacha of Chanukah? Have a Beferish Brisa that talks about Sukkah. It says the Sanya, we have the following Brisa. Sichachal kehilchasa. I'm not sure what kehilchasa comes in here. But you were masachik the sukkah, the itra bekaramim, ubisadonim hamitsuyarim. You put these nice poles and these sheets, the talabe egozim, a farsikin, shkedim, rimonim, uparkile avonim, all these grapes and nuts and almonds and pomegranates, vatarishal shibolim. Right, you made these crowns out of the shibolim, yenos shmonim, busaltos, asrolistapik mehen. You're not allowed to have any hana from these items. Ad motze yontav achron shalchag. Until Shmini Atzeres. The end of Shmini Atzeres. Why the end of Shmini Atzeres? At least leave an Eretz Yisrael. Only Shmini Atzeres, you don't eat in the sukkah. The reason is because I've been hashmashos between Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and Shemini Atzeres, it's a suffix as to whether or not you have to eat in the sukkah or not. So at that moment, they still muksa. So migul de ketzai de ben hashmashos. Once something is muksa and ben hashmashos, it's muksa the whole yontif as well. So even Shemini Atzeres is usher because an erush Shemini Atzeres is ben hashmashos. The items were muksa. Right? Usher listap in hand amotzi yom toshal achron. I mean hisna alayen. But if he made a tnai before Kanisa Sachag, that you're not going to be mkatzit, right? If you make a tnai, you set it aside. Muksa just means it's not set aside. It's not. But if you have in mind hakol l'pitno, then you're allowed to use them. But you see beferish that shinoi that noy sukkar asir b'hana. So why do you have to prove that noy sukkar asir b'hana from the din of Chanukah? You have a beferish brisa. So Gemara says so. El Amrav Yosef avuun dechul odam. The father of all of them is dam. Meaning what he's saying is that both noy sukkar which we have in the brisa. And the Neiros Chanukah, which we're learning over here, which we're not going to have in a Brisa because we don't really have any Brisa, so Mishnah is about Neiros Chanukah. So both of those, they only had that from Rav Asi, both of those are learned from Dam. The Makor for all mitzvahs, the Inala Dubizui mitzvah, is from the Pasuk by Kisir Dam, as a Shafa for Chisa, that you can't cover the blood with your foot. Therefore, you learn from all mitzvahs, that you can't do Bizui. Again, I think it's a very different context. Tosos ask, he says, look at Tosfos Sukkah. He says, Mashma, the taima denoy sukkah mishum bizui mitzvah. It's Mashma from here that the reason why you can't use the noy sukkah on sukkah is because it's a bizui mitzvah. But he says, Vekashalari, because with Perek Akira on Daf Mem, hey, we're going to learn, Mashma the taima mishum migui dikitsai le mitzvasa. It's muksa machmas mitzvah. It's not a bizui, it's mamash muksa. That's why you can't use it. So Tosfos says something interesting. He says, Vetiris the tzarech l'tarvayo, I need both of them. We shouldn't excite the mitzvasa because the muksa lo havi asur mecholos shomoid doesn't hold their muksa on cholamoid. Tosfos says so on cholamoid we wouldn't have the muksa thing, so that's why we have to have the bizoy mitzvah thing. And he also says okay, so then just have the bizoy mitzvah. What would be the muksa issue? So he says because the muksa issue, right, he says lo shayach muksa ella b'shabes u'b'yontov when we should bizoy mitzvah over siren luhu about. And then also the other case is what if they fall? So if they fall down. Right, if they fall off on Yontif, so there's no Bizui Mitzvah because they're not being used as a Mitzvah anymore. That's why I have neither Muksa, I need the Muksa argument. So if they fall off on Yontif, they still can't use them. Big to do whether or not you really the Muksa doesn't apply in Chol HaMoed, but that's what Tosos seems to get the Gemara and Daf Mem Hey to deal with the Gemara here. According to that, they fall in Chol HaMoed, you don't have a Bizui, you don't have a Muksa, you shouldn't have a problem. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring three dinim that are machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, with halacha is like Shmuel, even though usually we pass them like Rav. So Itmar, we learned in the base medrash. Rav Amar, Eim Adlikim Miner Lener, you may not light from one Chanukah candle to the other Chanukah candle. But Shmuel Amar Madlikim, and Shmuel says you are permitted to light from one Chanukah candle to the other Chanukah candle. We'll see whether that means taking a match in between and using a medium other than the candles, or does it mean to take one candle and light the other candle? We obviously paskin. But like halach l'maisa, we use a shamish. We don't light from one candle to the other candle. We always yell at our kids, use the shamish. May not be that big a deal. Okay. Rav Amar, ein matir and tzitzis mi beged lebeged. You may not take off the strings of tzitzis from one old talis in order to tie them onto a newer talis, because he feels it's a bizarion for the old talis. And Shmuel Amar matir mi beged lebeged. He says, no, if you're going to use it for another beged, it's not a bizarion because you're still using it for a mitzvah. Rav Amar, ein halach grab shim begrira. Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to grira, when it comes to dragging. This means that you're doing a halacha in truth legufa. You're dragging the chair across the lawn. And you're digging the charetz in the lawn. Shmuel Amar halacha Rabbi Shimon begrira. He says the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon begrira. Amar Abaye says, "Kol mili demar avikrav," and everything my Rebbe, which was Rabbi Bar Nachmani, held like Rav. Mibar levar mehani klas, except for these three, the avikashmuel. These three cases he held like Shmuel. One, Madlik Minel and Nair on Chanukah, Matiri Begle Begin, three, Alachka Rabbi Shimon Begreira. Disanya, what's Rabbi Shimon, Alachka Rabbi Shimon Begreira? Disanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gorir Oda Mito Kisei Visatsal, a person can drag a bag, a chair, or a bench, even though he's going to dig a furrow in the ground, which would be a Malach that's Asr on Shabbos, to figure out what that Malach is. Maybe it's Choresh, maybe it, out in the field it would be Choresh, you know, you're plowing in a house and maybe Bona. Fine. So, but he says, nevertheless, it's a malacha shein shemicha legufa. Sorry, it's a davar she'eino miskaven, and therefore it is mutter. That's where you get also good. Sekresha comes in here as also. Okay, so ubevaj lo yikaven lo shetcharis. As long as you don't have kavanah to make the furrow. Because if you have kavanah to make the furrow in the ground, then it's kind of you had that kavana, and once you were kavim for the malacha, it's tavash miskavim. Okay, so Yosef Ahume Rabbanan Kameder Rav Ada Bar Abba. So this one Talmud was sitting in front of Rav Ada Bar Abba, for Yosef Kamer, he sat and he said, Taimed Rav, what's the reason why Rav says you may not light from one Hanukkah candle to another Hanukkah candle? Mishum Bizoi Mitzvah, because it's a Bizoi Mitzvah, right? Because what you're talking about over here, it must be that you're taking a match in between, or some sort of splint, or some sort of splinter, or piece of wood, and you're lighting, you take it to the first candle, light it, and then use that fire to light the second candle. Right, we should be doing mitzvah. That's what it is. It's called the kisam that he used. So Amar Lahu, so he says it, lo tatzisu lei. Don't listen to him. That's not the reason of Rav. The reason of Rav is taima de Rav. We should become machish mitzvah, because you're diminishing the mitzvah. You're lessening the light. I don't know how that works on a physical standpoint. You don't sort of lessen the light of the fire if you don't lose fuel fire by lighting another one. But Rashi says, it looks like you're taking from that and diminishing it to light something else. Maybe physically it's not what happens, but it looks like that. And that's the problem. So that's the case. Right. It looks like you're going from one to the other, you're diminishing it. So my benayu. So what would be the halachic difference between these two reasons of Rav? Again, one because of Bizui and one because of Machish Mitzvah. So Iko Benayu, the Kamadik Mishraga Lishraga. It would be when you're lighting from one candle to the other candle. In other words, instead of taking a go-between, you take the second candle and you put it directly right onto the first candle. Because Manda Amar, according to the Shita of the Talmud, who says Mishum Bizui Mitzvah, then there's no problem. Mishraga Lishraga Madlik, because there's no Bizui Mitzvah in this case. Because what are you doing? It's going from one mitzvah to the other mitzvah. There's no bizui mitzvah, he says. But man de amar according to Rav Ada Bar Abba, who says that the reason of Rav is mishum echushe mitzvah mishrag l'shraganam yaser, it also would be aser to go from one candle to the other candle, because you still looks like you're diminishing the flame from one when you're pulling it over to the other. So okay, according to here, so the machlokas between Rav Ada Bar Abba and his Talmud is in which, where is the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? According to Rav Ada Bar Abba, right, who says the issue is achushe mitzvah, so then when you're madlik from one ner to the other ner, right, Rav will say it's aser, and Shmuel will still say it's mutter, because he says you're madlik me ner le ner. But to light with a match in between, everyone would say it's aser, because that may be a bizur, I guess. However, according to the Divrei Talmud, the machlokas itself is whether you can use the stick in between. Rav aser and Shmuel says it's mutter. But to light from candle to candle, then even Rav would agree that that's mutter, because there's no bizur. That's how it comes out. So Masi Rav Avya. So Rav Avya is not going to ask kashas on this. Masi Rav Avya. With the following case, right? You have Meister Sheni, right? Years 1, 2, 4, and 6, right? After you take a full your Meister, you take the Meister of what's remaining of your produce, and you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. But let's say you live all the way up in Teria, it's a big schlep to bring it to Yerushalayim. So what you do is you're poded onto money. So now the money has the value, right? So Maisha Sheni, Rashi says, Dinarim Shechil Aleim Maisha Sheni. You have these coins that are now kadosh with the kedusha of Maisha Sheni. You machal the Maisha Sheni onto these coins. Well, that's the Gemara. Ein Shulkin Kenegdo Dinrei Zahav. Vafilu Lachal of Maisha Sheni Acher. You may not use these coins as a counterweight to determine the weight of other monies. For example, Rashi says, what you have basically is, I have these Maaser Sheni monies. I want to be poured to other Maaser Sheni onto other money. I don't know how much money. Remember, there it wasn't dollar bill. A dollar wasn't equal to a dollar. It was based on the value of the metal content of the coin. So I want to see how much it weighs, so I know how much I can be machal on. So I already did my first Maaser Sheni money. So let me weigh the chulin money against this Maaser Sheni money to determine how much its value. So I know how much produce I can be mechalal onto the Maaser Sheni. Gemara says, no, you may not be shokin connect on dinu zav afilu chalal Maaser Sheni acher. Even to try to use that information like glean in order to be mechalal other produce onto the chulin money. So now Gemara says, so what's the problem here? The problem seems to be a bizui mitzvah issue over here, right? You mevaz of the mitzvah. So Iyamar Bishma ki pligi Rabu Shmuel mi ner le ner aval bikinsa amar Shmuel asar Shmuel haloti tiyupta. If you say that the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel when they light from ner to ner without the middle ground, that Rav says it's asar and Shmuel's not choshesh aval bikinsa, but if they use if you use the match in between, they all agree, Shmuel agrees that's also usher, so how lo tiyeh tiyufta? So this wouldn't be a problem. Because in all instances, he's going to say that you, it's a bizui mitzvah to use one to the other. Aval iyamar bekinsa nami shari. But if Shmuel would say that you're permitted to light one, you're even permitted to light from one candle to another candle via the medium of a match in between, so then over here, hatiyeh tiyufta. Yes, we did. That's why I gave you the breakdown. The machlokes between Rav Ada, Bar Hava, and his Talmud is on. Where is the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? No, the machlokes is what's the reason of Rav. Right. Coming out from the reason of Rav would be an explanation of what the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is. According to the sheet of Ada Bar Hava, who said that the problem is lahachish, right? That it's hachish. So therefore, Rav will say that it's usher in all cases, and Shmuel will say that it's only mutter from one to the other, but it's usher to use the that according to Rav Ada Bar Hava. But according to the Talmud Shel Rav, the machlokas itself was by the kisam. The machlokas is to use the so Shmuel would say you're allowed to use the match in between.
Both of them would agree
that it would be mutter. Right, because according to Rav Ada Bar Hava, it's a problem of bizui. There's no bizui if you do it from ner to ner because it's going from one mitzvah directly to the other mitzvah. So now back to our case. So if you say that Shmuel is so makel by ner Chanukah that he permits you to light via the one candle to the other candle via a match, hatiyeh tiyufta. It will be a question over here. How is the question over here? Because our brisa forbade you from using the dinrei ma'aser sheni to weigh against the dinrei chulin, even if you're doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah, which was to find out how much the other money weighs. So it's no bizui, it's for a mitzvah purpose. Nevertheless, so that's similar, according to the minds of the Baksha, that's similar to the idea of using the match in between, because you're going from one mitzvah to another. You're using the medium of something that's chulin in order to perform the mitzvah, but you're performing the mitzvah. So why by Ner Chanukah is it mutter, and here the Braisa says it's usser. That's where he's caring. Rashi says Eli Iyamar Pekinsa Nami Shari Shmuel. Hodel, look at Rashi on the third short line. The Eliyah Mar Pekinsa with the Nami Shari Shmuel hold it Sorech Mitzvah because it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. Who Hahavit Yufta? It would be a question. The Asher Lishkol. It's because we hear the price has been favored. You're not allowed to weigh it. Afagav it Sorech Mitzvah, even though it's for Sorech Mitzvah. According to Shmuel, you're allowed to do something for Sorech Mitzvah. You're allowed to use the mitzvah for Sorech Mitzvah. So what's going on? So I'm a Rabbi. No, Rabbi says a difference over here because Gezeirah Shema Lo Yichadein Mishkalosav. Maybe after you do the weighing, you realize it's the wrong weight. I'm not going to use these coins. So then what ended up happening? You end up using the Ma'aser Sheni money, and you didn't perform the mitzvah with it. The only way you get the mitzvah is that you somehow guarantee that by using the Ma'aser Sheni money, the chulin money is now going to become Ma'aser Sheni money also. But there's no guarantees here. I'm going to read Rashi. Rashi says.
It's very difficult on that because the reason all this put together is that you should be able to exchange.
Yeah, but you can't. The price says you may not use the Ma'aser Sheni money in order to weigh the chulin money. Why not? According to Shmuel, it's for tzorich mitzvah because it's not guaranteed.
Right,
it's guaranteed. Right, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lo yikavim mishkalosav, shema lo yimtzim tovim. Maybe they won't be so good. Or yimtzim yisirim. They'll be too good. Right, the yachos alehen. We'll have rachmanis on them. Then you were mevazel the meister for no purpose. So that's the difference.
Can you say this to anybody? Can you say maybe it'll go out before you get to the next candle?
I guess you could. I don't know, but the possibility is that possible? Is that probable? I don't know. I don't know what level. What? I don't know how the level is. So maybe it'll go out, but you're still in the midst of doing the mitzvah. You'll do it again then. So you're saying that the first time? I guess. Yeah, so he brings down here from the Trumas Hadeshen that if you're lighting in a place where there's a chash that the ruach will blow out the match before you'll be able to light the second candle, then you're usher. It's usher to do it because same way over here. That's Orachayim Simon Tuf Reish Ayin Dalet Sif Aleph. What? We use the shamash. But you can relate. Okay. Masif Rav Shesha. So now they're going to ask on Rav. Rav said it's usher to light from one candle to another candle. So Masif Rav Shesha. The pasuk says, learns that this is from the Torah Kohanim, right? This is from the Medrash Halacha by the mitzvah of Halakas HaMenorah. It says, again, another throughout the thematic comparison between the Ner Chanukah and the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says by Ner Chanukah, right? Michutz laparochas ha'idus. You leave it outside the parochas ha'idus. But oh, meoid yarochos o'aron mi'erev ad boker b'fnei Hashem. So the Gemara says, what's the lashon of idus, right? Michutz laparochas ha'idus. So the Gemara says, v'chila ora hu tzarich. Does the Kadosh Baruch Hu need the light of the candle? Did we need the light of the candle? Halok kol arishosh halok leishav mitzvah lo halok ela oro. We went with the light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't need the menorah to light anything up. What's the purpose of the menorah? What's it testifying to? So ela edus ulivoy olam sheshchina shor b'Yisrael. It's testimony to all those who come that the Shechina rests in with Yisrael. Right? I'm not sure how it could be a testimony to anybody if no one's allowed to see it. Right? That always bothers me. It's testimony to all those who see the menorah. Who sees the menorah? It's in the Heichal. No one goes in there. All right. That's the same kasha they always ask, that, you know, Lachas Menorah is kasha bizarre. How?
In the
Chol HaMikdash,
they said, they basically show that take the bowl outside, and bring the bowl back.
Right, but are they supposed to be ma'arich? It's a bit supposed to be ma'arich. What are they supposed to do with while it's on the menorah? Well, ha'arich ha'arich as a menorah. It's supposed to be done. It's supposed to be done right there. That's what they said. They say it's a minute of chiddush.
What?
A minute of chiddush.
No, but they say, how could he throw light?
I don't know. Same way he shuts. Maybe he has this really, really long match.
Right. That's the other answer.
How's the answer? Right.
Long match.
I mean, that's a very long match. It's like a 200 amim.
What's that?
Right, because he's standing by Shar Nicanor, no, a little further in,
right.
And he's standing all the way through around the Mizbeach, assuming the Mizbeach is right. Yeah, I don't know how that works. Okay.
Same place as a
20-foot knife. 20-foot knife might be better. You have like a sickle or something like that. That's a little longer.
I got your question. They said the whole Yerushalayim would see the light of the menorah. I don't got any questions.
Where's that?
Where did
they
say that?
What?
Where did
they
say that?
No, he said that by... the whole Hanukkah, they said that the whole
Yerushalayim
would see the light, you know, whoever didn't
see
that was a simcha, but...
The Simcha Space Shoei, we say that.
No, but they say also,
but... Alright, find that for me. Find that for me.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Okay. V'chila Oru Sarach, halokul Arishon, 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 it's the westernmost candle. That is given the same amount of oil as all the rest. So which is the Ner Maravi? It depends on which way the menorah is lying. Is the menorah lying north south? Then the Ner Maravi is the middle candle, or is the menorah lying east west? And Ner Maravi is the second west candle. Rashi explains that it's not the last candle. Okay. So Amarav Zon Ner Maravi Shenosei Bo Shema Kemidas Chaverosa Umimena Hayam Madlik Ubayim Misayim. And that is the candle that they would use. You would light the candles in the evening with the westernmost candle. You're lighting from one candle to the other. Right away, you see the question, right? But bo hayim esayim, and that's how. And then that's the one you would finish the atavas haneros. So you see, it would last longer, and it would be used as the fuel to light the other candles. The Gemara says, v'ahacha kevan dekvi neros, which is very different. You're right here. The neros are kavua in the menorah. You're not allowed to take them out. So I don't understand there. Right. It says, came in the Kavin Neros. Look at Rashi. Rashi in the middle lines, like six, seven lines from the bottom. Right? The Neros are Kavua in the menorah. You can't pull it out to light other candles. Then you're lighting it from one to the other. What are you using? You must be using a match or some sort of piece of wood to light from one to the other. The Gemara says they're stuck inside. I don't know how they take it out. The Gemara says Beferish. The Kvi Neros. Alright.
Maybe you need the
menorah. No, but Rashi says Kvi Neros B'menorah. They're in the menorah. Okay. So the Gemara says V'kasha bein lamar manda amrishim b'zim mitzvah bein lamar amrishim achushim mitzvah. According to both ways you explain the machlokas, it's going to be a problem. Because one way... In each instance, Rav said you can't use a kisem. In one instance, Shmuel says you can. One says you can. But either way, you see from here, if it favors, that you may not, that you light from one to the other. So you can use the kisem. Right? According to both of them, the halacha can be done with the match. So how can you do that? Isn't it a bishri mitzvah? So, tirgum rapapa, bipsilos aruchos. We're talking about really long wicks. So So sort of you can bend the wick from one to the other. So I guess with the western, you bend the one closest to the western one with, and it lights. Then you bend the other ones to the ones that are lit, and you bend the wicks. So you're not using this medium in between. So for man damer shum akushe mitzvah kasha. But nevertheless, there was one man damer says that you're not allowed to light even without the medium of the kisem because
they should know what they did.
Who should know what they did?
They weren't there. We always have that problem.
They always have that problem. How it worked. They didn't know. It was just talking about Rapapa. Rapapa's what, a third generation Amora?
40 years later.
Yeah, so he's a couple hundred years later. He doesn't know. They didn't have the Masorah about what was done. Listen, all the Kohanim jumped, they got killed, so maybe he didn't really know what was going on inside the base of Migdash. You have all these stories of Rabbi Tarfon telling me, this is what happened in the base of Migdash. And Rabbi Kiva goes, you sure that's what happened? Maybe this is what happened. Oh yeah, that's what happened. So even somebody who was in the base of Midrash himself didn't remember exactly what was going on. Rabbi Tarfon was a Kohen, and he always said, "Oh, they remember what they did in the base of Midrash." Rabbi Kiva corrects him. Rabbi Kiva wasn't there, so maybe they're not. It's not such a. They didn't know. But here, so for my number, Mishum Akushe Mitzvah, you can't even light from one candle to the other candle because it looks like it's viewed as diminishing the flame. So Kasha ends up it's a Kasha. Okay. So my Havila. So bottom line is. What's the halacha when it comes to lighting from one candle to the other candle? Some Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, Chazina, right? We have to see. What's the, may you light from one candle to another candle? So the answer is, it depends on another famous machlokes from Chanukah. Chazina, ihadlak ose mitzvah, is the essence of the mitzvah to light, then madliki minel and air, then you can light from one candle to the other candle, one candle to the other candle. Why? Because as soon as I light the first candle, I've done the mitzvah. So then from one mitzvah to the other mitzvah, and then when I light the second candle, I'm doing a mitzvah. So there's no bizrei, because I'm going from one candle to the other candle, it's not a problem. Abad I hanacha ose mitzvah, in its right place is the mitzvah, ein madlikim minel ner. Because once the hadlaka itself, I'm not exactly sure how this works, once the halakha itself is not considered the mitzvah, so then lighting from one candle to the other candle is a bizrei. Why? The first candle's not the lit candle's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is when you place it down. I don't understand. Rashi says, right, he says, Ihad, look, the first wide line, Ihad laka osa mitzvah, Ihad mitzvah shalchanaka tluya bahad laka ha madlikin, then madlikin, kida ashacham menorah. But Ihanacha osa mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah tluya bahanacha, the ikar mitzvah of Chanukah is placing it down in its spot once it's lit, then ain madlikin minel ner, the had laka la mitzvah hi kulahai. Then the laka is not really a mitzvah. So if the halakha itself is not a mitzvah, so why is it a bizui? I don't understand. I just don't get it.
What's the mitzvah again? After it's lit,
placing it down in its spot. Putting it down.
And you can go after
them. Yeah, you can. That we'll see. So the Gemara is the Bayilu, because they asked the following question: Hadlaka osa mitzvah, Hanacha osa mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Hadlaka or Hanacha? So Tashma, let's bring a raya. The Amar Rava says, Hayatapos near Chanukah Omed. So you're holding the near Chanukah in your hand, right? Right. They mean have a menorah sometimes. Just holding the near Chanukah. You're laying one candle. You're holding it. You lit it in your hand, and you're holding it, right? Bryce over here says, Lo asa v'lo klum. You didn't do anything, even though it's lit in your hand. So Shema mina Hanacha osa mitzvah. You see, the Hanacha was the mitzvah. Only when I put it down, that's when I did the mitzvah. Someone says, no. Hasam haroel omel etzarka hudanakilu. It's a different I think I have to take in consideration over there is because the idea of the Hanukkah is pure sumnes. But if I'm looking from the outside, I see a guy holding a candle outside his house, I don't think that's pure sumnes. I think he's using it as a flashlight. So therefore, there's no pure sumnes, so therefore you don't have the mitzvah until you put it down. So Tashma, another ayah. The Amar Rava says, Hidlika bifnim, you lit your Neir Chanukah inside your house, the Hotzia, and then you brought it outside. Your case, Yossi. And you brought it outside afterwards. Lo asav lo klum. You didn't do anything. Because, why? You put it down in the wrong spot. Right? Meaning, you didn't light it in its place. Which right, means what? So what's the problem? So, Iyamar Bishlema, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. If you say that Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, then Hadlaka Bimkoma Ba'inan. You have to, maybe you would say that the hadlaka has to be in the place where you're going to do the mitzvah. So I can't light it in place A and move it to place B. Because I didn't light it there. That's not the mitzvah. But, umishum hachilo asa klum. El iyamart hanacha osa mitzvah. If the hanacha osa mitzvah, amai, what's the problem? Amai lo asa lo klum. The ikar is to place it down lit. So I placed it down lit. That would be the mitzvah. Why tell me lo asa lo klum? Must be because hadlaka is the ikar mitzvah. Must say, no, hasam nami, aroa hu omel esarchu da adlaka. Again, it's a problem of Pierce and me. It's a different consideration because people see you walking out with all the. Again, you must not have been walking out with your massive silver candelabra that you got for your bar mitzvah and bringing it to the and bringing it outside. That's pretty clear. That's near Hanukkah. Must be that we're just carrying the candles outside and you can't tell that it's specifically for Hanukkah. The Gemara says Tashma, Gemara Rav Raya, the Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Ashishis, right? Yeah, this big glass bowl, I guess. It's a lantern, Rashi says, lanterna, right? You lit it. You used it for an Erech Chanukah and Erech Shabbos. Heist lechus lechus kol yom kulo. It's lit the whole day on Shabbos. The Motzei Shabbos, now it is one light again, but it's still burning. You know, some sort of kerosene lamp, it's still burning. So he says mechabe madlika. All you have to do is put it out and light it again. So wait a second. All you have to do is light it again. I amart bishma hadlakos the mitzvah shofet. I understand why you only have to light it again to do the mitzvah. Ella I amart hanacha osa mitzvah. What should if hanacha osa mitzvah? What should be? This is the original tosis that we talked about. How you're supposed to do it. You should say mechabe. You should put it out. Madlika. That's not enough. It should say mechabe. Put it out. Magbia. Put it up. Manicha umadlika. To pick it up and put it down because hanacha is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says miboyle. So the Gemara says, but oh, in another ayah, midikam avarchinim. Just look at the text of the bracha. The bracha doesn't say sheker shalom tamtzon lahaniach ner shalchanaka. It's not lahadik ner shalchanaka. Shema mina hadlaka osa mitzvah. Shema mina, you see that hadlaka osa mitzvah. Therefore, hadlaka osa mitzvah. What did we say? If hadlaka osa mitzvah, you could be matik minel ner. So technically speaking, you don't need a shamash. You can be lighting.
The cases that they wrote down on hanacha, isn't that only to show that it's not that the purpose is that you're doing it for the mitzvah? It sounds like
right,
the Hanukkah is not an ikur. The Hanukkah is
right,
only to show.
So exactly. So we rejected it. So we rejected those proofs.
That
those were right.
That's Hanukkah.
Right. So we brought some proofs to say Hanukkah is the ikur. So no, those aren't proofs that Hanukkah is the mitzvah because those were done for pure sumisen reasons. The reasons why it's lo kulum is not because of Hanukkah because you can't tell that it's done for Ner Hanukkah.
So now we said here that in the case of a lamp that was burning all Shabbos and you want to use it.
Right, the lamp is outside. It's set. You're not walking away. It's clear that it's clear for Hanukkah.
Right.
It's clear for near Hanukkah. So what do you do? Now you have to want to light it on Motzei Shabbos. So you have to put it out and relight it. So if Hanukkah owes the mitzvah, you should have to pick it up and put it down. Where it says, see, it's a proof. The second proof is the bracha. Let's just finish up. Bahashta darminan hadlaka osa mitzvah. Now that we say the hadlaka osa mitzvah, the hadlaka is the ikur, so then, hidlika chayr shot of a katan, if a chayr shot of a katan lights it, and a gadol puts it down, well, that's a low kulam. It's not good. But even though Isha usually goes with Chayrishol B'Katan, by Ner Chanukah it's different. Isha, via Daimad Lika, a woman is definitely able to light the candles, right? Because Amar B'Shul Ben Levi, Nashim Chayos Ba Ner Chanukah, Sha'af Hein Hayu Ba'os HaNeis. Because they too were involved in the Neis. Rashi says, She'gazu Yavonim Akol B'Sulos HaNusos Libal L'Tav Sutchila. There was a Zeyo that the B'Sulos had to have relations with the general. Ba'al Yad Isha Nasa HaNeis. And he also brings down the story of Yehudis, which is that the miracle was done by HaNeis. Okay? The nace was done, miracles of my nace, the nace was done via a woman. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Sherry Baradasko, Zeich HaNishmas, David Yechiel Michal Ben Yeshua Chayim, and also learning the schluss for Fruish Lema of Dov Zev Ben Freda.